views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Shine On Radio. Find your shine with Kelly Wadler. You're tuned into the hit show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join Kelly as she breaks down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, and self-love. Now, get ready to shine with your host, Kelly Wadler.
Hello, everybody, on this summer Monday. I'm actually very reminiscent right now because I can't believe it's been 6 months. Yeah, 6 months since Shine On Radio was birthed out to the big bad world of radio. And I'm so grateful to Transformation Talk Radio and Dr. Pat and my amazing producer, Brian, and all the just awesome stuff I've learned in the last 6 months. And I hope that you too, who are listening, have learned a lot of great stuff and a lot of awesome tips on how you too can embrace your shine and celebrate who you are. Right. So, because it's summer, you know, I'll be back for sure. But we're definitely closing this Shine On chapter today. So we're going to be talking about a bunch of stuff to kind of come full circle. But I'm going to start with the exciting morning I had today. So if anyone who's new to listening, so my name is Kelly Wadler, and about 3 years ago, I developed a coaching services company whose mission is to help individuals celebrate the skin that they're in and what makes them who they are. And I have an adult client base, and then I go and I speak to schools and different corporations and different events about what I find the importance of loving your body, nourishing your body, and then taking the journey to learn to accept who you are. Because sometimes that can be rather challenging. It's almost easier to not get along with yourself. But that, you know, kind of dislike or that what I used to call a war with myself, or what other people can be in within themselves, can lead to adverse health effects, can lead to toxic relationships. There's a, you know, huge ripple effect. So anyway, that brings us me what I was talking about today. So this morning, this was my second time I was invited to the Today Show, which airs literally a block or two away from me. I'm in Midtown, and Rockefeller, or the Today Show and NBC is located in Rockefeller Plaza. So I was really, really close. And it's one of those really cool experiences. They invited me to come and do a bathing suit, body positive piece where, you know, I'm not a model perfect by any means. I'm a great size 10, 12, got cellulite, you know, nothing what you would normally think of in terms of the modeling world, which is why I'm so grateful to the Today Show, because this is the second time they've put me up there to essentially celebrate what my body and who I am, and then help other women to feel like, hell yeah, you know, I should be able to do that too. Anyway, so the designer this time, or the stylist this time, is Liliana Vasquez. And, you know, if you haven't checked out her style guide and who she is, I would definitely check her out. She's just so knowledgeable about the similar theme. How do you feel good in your own skin? And not necessarily saying this is what will fit your figure, but really just saying, you know, like, what do you want to wear? Let's find the styles that'll fit you. So for example, when they had asked me to model, you know, they asked me, you know, what types of bathing suits do you normally like to wear? And what do you think feels best on your body? And so I sent them a bunch of pictures and what I like to wear. And then they picked out a suit that, you know, made me feel like awesome. So I bring this all up today. Well, because one, the reason why the Today Show found me was because I don't stop and I make myself very visible. Somebody on Facebook was like, how did they find you? And I was like, oh, well, because I put myself out there like a crazy woman and, you know, they found me. So that's one thing. So for all you dreamers out there, for me, you know, the Today Show is a big thing. And I have a girlfriend who was once on this show, Hooray Kimé. She's the bra stylist and does the lingerie media. She always says, you know, imagine yourself on the Today Show. Well, how would you introduce yourself? What would you say you do? And so I know for small business folk, the idea that Today Show is a big one because they do interview a lot of starting up dreamers. Anyway, besides the point, just being there today, you know, reminded me of this journey and this mission. And I hope to one day be invited there to speak about Shine On and speak about what we do here every Monday and talk about the importance of celebrating the skin that we're in and what makes us who we are. But I also thought that bringing up the Today Show today and the bathing suit piece would be really appropriate since we are in summer. And when we're in summer, that can bring up a lot of insecurities. It can bring up a lot of weird relationships to food in terms of deprivation and binging. And it can bring up a lot of sometimes shaming because we don't want to do the social things that are a part of summer because we feel a certain way about ourselves, which is a total bummer. And I hope that at the end of our show today, you'll take a new perspective on owning the bathing suit that you're in and mindfully eating at the 4th of July barbecue. But anyway, so just tying the last thing into the Today Show today. So I was in a bathing suit and I'm at a point with myself that it's not like when it comes to my body or what I even tell my clients, it's not like I love every inch of myself. Yes, this is the greatest body I've ever seen. No, it's not like that. It's more of a peace with it that, you know, I'm not going to say, oh, cellulite, I love you. Okay. But I am going to say, okay, you know, I am okay with you because you are a part of me and I'm not going to hate that. Right. So this, you know, was a great chance to just get out there and showcase that. And it was really, you know, a great high because, you know, I was an actor and a dancer growing up. So any opportunity to like showcase that spirit and be in front of people is totally my thing. But I thank the Today Show for having me. I can't wait to come back and, you know, feel free to have Shine on all day. I'm right here waiting. But thank you. And thank you to Liliana Vasquez for picking me out and inviting me to showcase her style. All right. So back to today. So, right. As I said, we're getting tips on body positivity in our bathing suit. We're talking mindful nourishment at the holiday barbecue. And then I'm going to tie in the end of the show today with our dream following and the opportunities in this last 6 months that Transformation Talk Radio has provided me and how it can easily be provided to you. And listen, I love hearing all your dreams. So I wanted to would love for you to contact me. Okay. So we're going to have to take a break soon, but I want to start today with owning the suit, right? So we're in the summer and summertime can be dreadful for a lot of folk, okay? So if you're like me, the idea of wearing shorts used to be the bane of my existence. But I've found some ways around that. And it's truly about embracing what you find is comfort, regardless of what's necessarily in style or not. So, you know, and also trying to make peace with what you think other people are thinking about while you're wearing a certain piece of clothing, because sometimes that can be the thing that holds us back from, you know, the nice pair of shorts that maybe you really just want to rock, but you're not letting yourself because you're afraid of what other people may think about you wearing them. Instead, I say, heck yeah, rock what you want to wear and be, you know, kind of like a motivation to somebody who's like, yeah, look at her rocking whatever she wants to rock. Okay. So when we come back, so much stuff, right? Body positivity in the bathing suit, mindful eating, and then talking about our dreams. We'll be right back with more Shine On Radio.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
1230 WBLQ. Here's some other news. All summer long, I'll be gifting powerful coaching conversations. I do this every summer. My coach, Sarah Goff, last year gave me a challenge of 100 complimentary free gift coaching calls. And I'm doing the same thing this year, so challenging myself. So if you want one of those, do not hesitate. Check me out at shineonwithkelly.com and email me at kelly@shineonwithkelly.com. And we'll get you scheduled for one of those. Also, if you are a bride or soon to be a bride walking down the aisle, I'm doing a lot of fun programs for the bride. I have a workshop coming up with a fellow gal who does makeup, wedding makeup, and it's going to be really, really fun. So brides, or no bride, contact me for your complimentary coaching. We'll go in there with no, expectations, just going in there to find some powerful insights. My gift to you. I'd love to connect and meet with you and also hear what you thought about Shine On Radio. All right. So back to the topic at hand. We are in summer. Happy, happy summer. And we're talking about how summer can bring up sometimes, you know, things that aren't so lovely for people. Bathing suits, shorts, and then handling the barbecue. So we left off with owning the summer attire and what we're wearing. So, okay, let's go to the bathing suit. Let's first put it out there that everybody has roles. When you're going to bend over, everybody's going to have a role. When you're at the bay, at the beach, nobody really freaking cares. I think some of the things that we get caught up in our head, we care so much more than we think other people do, because really everybody's just kind of fixated on themselves. So be free. And I also challenge you to, especially in barbecue settings, beach settings where there are children around, to be proud of who you are and to not feel like, oh, I feel like this whale at the beach. I have to hide up and nobody can see me. But almost, you know, without apology, unapologetically, you know, bask in the sun, carefully, of course, and own the skin you're in. And you could do that by really giving yourself some pep talks and also realizing that you care more, much more than anybody else cares. And the flaws that we might be thinking we see, sometimes we're the only one that sees them. And if somebody is pointing something out that they see on our body, it's usually because they're fixated about that on their own. So, yeah. So when shopping for the bathing suit, let's say, you know, society has told us, okay, you can't wear a two-piece because, you know, you have to cover your midsection. But you really want to wear the two-piece? I dare you to own it. I dare you to just do it. And luckily now there's so many cool styles, like vintage styles coming back. Like I hold my weight in my lower stomach, that area where a lot of women hold their weight. So that awesome vintage look where it's like a high rise suit and then it comes like all the way up to the waist and then the cute bikini top. Why not rock that? And this way you're comfortable, because there's nothing worse than, you know, trying to celebrate or trying to be out in the summertime with your family, with your friends, and you're not present because you're fixated on how every move looks. So free yourself from that. And if you feel like you're going to be super, super aware of like every movement, then definitely look for a suit that's not like wearing a muumuu, but, you know, look for a suit that gives you, you know, freedom to move around. So the suit that I wore today was like this awesome athletic sporty one that gave me a lot of coverage, which personally I like now. I used to be a bikini girl, but at this type, I like this, the one piece, but the cute vintage ones. But anyway, you know, I felt like I could be anywhere, you know, running around, flipping in the pool, eating a hot dog, you know, if I wanted to without feeling uncomfortable. So when looking for a suit, two things. One, own what you want to wear. And then two, if you don't feel like fixating too much on what you're wearing, wear something that really does make you comfortable. And luckily, there's all these fashion-forward bathing suits now with coverage. It's no longer the string bikini thing that was like really popular in the early 2000s, where it made me want to just crawl under a rock and live there forever. Yeah, that trend's over. But even if that's the trend you love, rock it. Who cares? All right. So yeah, owning that, when you're out and about in your bathing suit and realize that everybody has roles, nobody's body is perfect and nobody's really looking. And if they're looking, give them a smile and, show your confidence side, you know, cause as, if you watch the segment today on the Today Show, Liliana Vasquez said, you know, a bathing suit's all about confidence. So if you're confident in what you're wearing, then that's all anybody's going to see. And that kind of rolls over in other aspects of our life. When it comes to shorts and tank tops, same thing. Wear what you want to wear, but be comfy. If you're wearing an outfit that takes you away from being present, then maybe reconsider the outfit. But if the outfit is something that maybe you feel like someone's going to tell you that you shouldn't wear it or you don't have the figure to wear it, but you love it, wear it anyway. You're going to feel like a total badass. So do it. Or I offer you the challenge to do it. All right. Let's take a little bit of a turn to mindful eating. And I might go over the break for this and come back to it. But talking about mindful eating at barbecues. Okay. So barbecues and, you know, summer fun and summer cocktails and rooftop parties, all of that that comes with the summer, also comes with this invitation to eat things that maybe aren't in your normal routine. And that is okay, you know, if you want it, you know. So, but there's an art to it, and there's a definite mindfulness and an intuitive way to approach that. You know, because at least personally for me, I've gone so many different ways with food, but I used to be so extreme with what I allowed in that at opportunities like barbecues and things like that, I would go haywire. You know, I'd be like, oh, I want it all, because it would be my chance that I allowed myself to eat everything. And then I would feel like crap after, and it wasn't really worth it. Now, because I'm much more at peace with my relationship to food, and I allow these little splurges when I want them and without guilt, you know, moderately, going to the barbecue is really about deeply checking in. And if you're the kind of person that like eats clean all the time, and then the barbecue is a chance to just like totally have at it, then do it up. But if you're somebody who knows that's not serving you, I have a few tips. Okay. So if you're like me, you eat with your eyes, and that can be a tricky thing. There's a couple things that come to play when we go to barbecues that can like really turn the gas on our relationship to food full throttle. And that is the idea that there's a lot of variety. There's a lot of open-endedness to the food situation, and it's free, right? Usually. You're usually going to a place where it's like all this free food. So, and then a whole bunch of it. So we have to be mindful of all of those different little components when mindfully attacking the barbecue. So when going up, because usually barbecues are like the buffet style or whatnot, really take a look about what your options are. You know, really eye them down. What looks great? What smells great? What do you really want to treat yourself to? And take a plate, and I mean a big plate, fill that baby up, okay? Fill it to the top for what you want, all right? You know, I say the more color the better, but if you only want cookies, have at it. But look about what you want. Try the things that you want. Fill your plate up, because essentially we're going to try to just keep it that one plate. And that's what's hard at a barbecue setting, because you know, it's that open-ended, you know, you can, what's stopping you from coming up and going again. But take the one plate, fill it up, have a seat. Now, yes, barbecues are very social, which sometimes we lose sight of what we're eating when we're busy talking or, you know, half present with the food, half not. So I challenge you, if you are a person who tends to shovel down food, me, I'm raising my hand, without being aware of what you're eating, to really find a quiet spot, sit in the table. You could be around people, but just be super aware to chew and look at your food. And then really taste the food. Really appreciate the food. Usually barbecues have, you know, things that people made for you, or, you know, that, you know, it's someone's grandma's recipe that they're bringing, you know. Really sit down, chew the food, and go in with the intention that if something doesn't taste as good as it did look, you don't have to eat it. We don't have to do the clean plate, you know, club, right? it's totally okay to take a bite and say, you know what? I'd actually rather not eat that and then save some room for the margarita that I wanted instead. Or just stop there. Keep that in mind as well, because, you know, me too, totally guilty of this, that, you know, how, you know, cleaning off my plate when really there's something that I wasn't really enjoying. So ask yourself, am I really enjoying this? Was that as, did it, is it, does it just taste good as it looked? And really experience the food and try to do it without distraction. When we come back, more about what to do when that plate of food is over and not being plagued with the sadness or the immediate wanting to go right back up. All right, we'll be right back with more Shine On Radio.
Shine On Radio, Find Your Shine with Kelly, is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer Radio Show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Back with Shine On Radio, and I am your host, Kelly Ann Wadler. One of these days, I'll change my last name. It's such a to-do, but I will do it because Brian always yells at me. He's old school. All right, we're talking about summer. We're talking about the barbecue season, bathing suit season, short season, and how to still, with all that stuff that sometimes can make us our head spin, you know, still celebrate ourselves and feel good in our clothes and enjoy ourselves. So before the break, I was talking about mindful eating. When we're celebrating at the 4th of July barbecue or, you know, whatever summer party, beach party that we're invited to. So we left off talking about, you know, we fill our plate and we see lots of color and lots of exciting things there and what we really wanted. Really chewing our food, be mindful of eating too fast where we're not recognizing what we're eating, being careful of, you know, talking and just being too distracted. And then if something doesn't taste as good as you thought it was going to, then to give yourself permission that you don't have to eat it. You do not have to clean your plate. So after that's all said and done, I don't know about you, but as a total food lover, I find it very sad sometimes when my meal is over. And this doesn't just happen now with the barbecue, right? This happens a lot with all of our meals. So how do we make the meal come to a close and put the ending to that chapter? Now, I know for me and I know for a lot of dieters that if when going to, let's say, the barbecue or the family party in the summer, we're allowing ourselves to eat some things that like we don't normally have on our plan. So there's this mentality of like, let me get it all in now because I'm not going to allow myself to have that tomorrow. And then that can just turn into a big old binge. So I challenge you to be super aware if you're doing that, because I mean, you know, everything I'm sharing with you is something I've been extremely guilty of doing myself. And I don't mean to guilt myself. I'm just saying that's how I've handled some of these past barbecues. And there is no guilt involved. We move on from that. But that said, how do we handle and come to peace with, you know, maybe this lingering and want for more? Well, first of all, what I would recommend is this, you know, after that first plate that you've, you know, eat, unless, you know, you really worked out super hard that day, you're probably going to be at that 80% mark in terms of fullness, right? We want to keep that 80-20, right? 80% full, but 20%, you know, room for other things where you're not so, so stuffed. But who knows, maybe at a barbecue setting, it's 90-10. Either way, you're most likely full. If you're still physically hungry, go up, eat whatever you want. But if you're not physically hungry, but you want more, this is where you have your options, right? Like, I challenge you to then find something else to do besides the food for at least 20 minutes, right? Get your head off of it. You know, go into the pool or go to the porch. You know, I'm just making stuff up, but, you know, take yourself out of the situation where the food is for a period of time. And if you still find yourself fixating on it after 20 minutes or if it's still there, go ahead. Honor what you want. Honor the other thing that you really just wanted another bite or treat with. More power to you. Instead of the you can't have it. That when you say you can't have it, it just makes you want it 10 times more. But by saying, listen, I'm going to take a break now. It's there for me. And it'll also be there tomorrow. You know, a lot what I teach my clients is instead of being in this diet mentality where it's like, I got to get in my fill now, what if you had the appropriate portion of the cake or the mac and cheese or whatever? And realize, you know, I don't want to overly stuff my body now, but I would like to have this again. And giving yourself permission to say, okay, you know, maybe I'll take some home because there's always tomorrow. Sometimes we forget about the tomorrow aspect of food, and especially if we were chronic dieters and eat till we drive ourselves sick, and then we don't even enjoy the food. So, you know, saying, okay, that was lovely. I am full now, but I'm going to ask to take some home for tomorrow instead of gorging myself now. Things to keep in mind. Okay. Also, little great tips that always help me before holiday barbecues or being seen in that way is making sure I do something physical that day, because that will just really boost my confidence and I recommend this to my clients all the time. You know, even if it's only 15 minutes to take a jog or a really quick walk, getting that in before a day of usual, you know, heavy eating and drinking and dessert, it's a great little way to really walk in feeling confident and worked out and just high energy for you know, the day. And also it helps you own those outfits and those bathing suits that we said that we might dread because you feel really strong. Okay. So add that in to your barbecues and days of enjoying and maybe sitting out in the sun and maybe they're not as active and see how that works for you. Okay. You know, another thing is the emotional aspect of it. Sometimes our emotional side of eating can come really into play when we're at family parties or parties in general. There's, you know, how we might be feeling about ourselves, which sometimes can cause us to overdrink or overeat. So be super mindful also about, you know, as you're leading into these places, as you're going out, wherever you want to go out, you know, to be super aware of how you're feeling. And maybe if we're aware that we're not feeling so great about ourselves, because some days it happens and that's okay. We're human, where it's like, oh, I feel gross about myself. We can have habits where we then use food or alcohol or whatever you'll find at a party to cope. And I challenge you to be super aware of that. So if, like, you know, you're not feeling good in your bathing suit or everything feels uncomfortable, that you're just kind of like hands up in the air, whatever, I'm just going to eat whatever I want and I'm going to drink all this and I'm not going to do anything, to maybe challenge yourself to do the opposite, right? So if you're not feeling so great, maybe find the foods that will really, really love you back, right? Where, you know, the grilled veggies are there and loading up on the water. And instead of, you know, taking out on yourself with excess, you know, eating or excess drinking, because then that has a very cyclical effect that can spiral down, unfortunately, right? Where we walk in not feeling about ourselves and then we use food to momentarily make ourselves feel better. And then at the end, we're like, oh, and then the next day you're dealing with the guilt and all that. But if that does happen, which sometimes it does, I challenge you to move on. Okay. The next day, just move on from it, be at peace with it, and learn again for the next time. Another thing that comes into our play with emotional eating and body positivity, especially in the summer, especially at wherever we decide to go, is comparison and comparison of other bodies, comparison of what other people are putting on their plate. If food or your body is something that you're like hyper aware about, then comparison can just become such a part of that. And, you know, I always say comparison is the key to unhappiness. You know, be super mindful of when, you know, we can get triggered. You know, I still get triggered if I see someone who's just like rocking it out in a suit and they're, you know, look so great. I'm like, oh God, if only I was blank. Then I catch myself. I'm like, Kel, you know, I don't want to be shaming myself or putting myself into that kind of sad, weary, mopey self. You know, instead I have to be really aware of like, you know, damn, she's rocking it. And so am I, right? Instead of saying, oh, I wish I looked like I'd never look like that in a million years, or she's so much more beautiful than me or whatever. It's, yeah, I can recognize the beauty in her because I see it in myself. And then reflecting that back on you is a great way. And when it comes to food, sometimes, you know, we compare, oh, she didn't pick up the potato salad or he's not eating the bun. Don't apologize for how you like to eat. Own how you like to eat. There's no one in the world who can tell you what's the right foods for your body and what, you know, you, how you like to eat it besides you. So just like we're going to be unapologetic in our suit and our shorts and whatever the hell we want to wear, it's the same thing for our relationship to food. If you want to eat it, enjoy it, savor it, chew every bite, try to keep your eyes on your own plate and not compare yourself to other people's plate, unless you're seeing veggies on a plate and you're like, or, you know, something that you're like, you know what, maybe I should try to add in that looks like it will really serve me. That's a positive thing if it's motivational. Alrighty, we're going to take our last break and we'll be back with some final circling of Shine On Radio in the last amazing 6 months. We'll be right back.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit lynnbrownevent.com. That's lynnbrownevent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
1230 WBLQ.
Well, again, it's been an amazing 6 months with Shine On Radio. I have a lot to say to close and a lot of thank yous. First and foremost, to all who are listening and, you know, have maybe even listening from the start, I thank you so much, because to me, this mission to help others celebrate who they are, celebrate the skin they're in, and, you know, and also follow, be able to have the or give themselves the permission to follow their true calling is is why I really think I'm here on this earth. So to have a platform and be able to share that voice has just been such a dream. And I thank Dr. Pat and the Transformation Talk Radio team for finding me and for reaching out and for doing all they do to help, you know, support people like me, dream followers like me that, you know, want to get themselves out there. So I really appreciate them. And all the guests that came on, because if you've been listening, and I encourage you to look through all the archives, because there have just been some stellar, and I mean stellar, small business, entrepreneurial women who are just paving their way with what they found to be their true calling, which it takes a lot of bravery and a lot of guts. And then, of course, to my amazing producer, Brian, who's been here every week to help me get up here on the show and make sure everything runs. And then, most importantly, my family and friends who have supported me from day one of, you know, saying, by the way, mom, by the way, dad, I am not going to do the standard way of living life. And I'm going to follow this little dream I have and see how it goes and not have a 9-to-5 and be on my own health insurance and kind of scare you. And they said, go for it. Also to my husband, who does the same exact thing for me. So with that said, I just want to close with just a little reflection about what it means to follow your true calling. Because whenever I hear, I mean, I work with primarily a lot of women, but men too, or wherever you are, whoever you are, whatever soul you are, your true calling gets, whenever I hear these stories about, you know, what people's ideas are, you know, it gets me so jazzed up because I really believe that we're all here because we have our own special gift. Now, I'm not saying by any means to go quit your day job and do it, but I'm saying welcome the opportunity of somehow fitting that true purpose into your life, because I think that is an essential key part of living a healthy, happy, fulfilling life, even if it's just a habit. But not only are you going to be exercising your own creativity through that, and that alone be so healthy for you, you don't know in what ways it can serve others, right? Your gift. And that's what the greatest part of following your true calling can be, is that, you know, you're doing something that not only feels so healthy and right for yourself, but is helping serve others. So it's truly, truly a dream come true to be able to do that and to be able to survive based on just following that. So I thank all the people that support me. And for all of you who have been listening, I just want to give a couple of tips if you're thinking about doing that and how to do it and how to start. One, I would say know that this whole idea about failure is part of it. You are going to fail. There's going to be parts of the journey that you will perceive as failures, but they're not failures in the sense of like, okay, this idea didn't work, so nothing's ever going to work and I have to quit everything. It's just that one idea didn't get off the ground, so it does not mean that the next one won't. So really building that resilience. And if you aren't taking the leap of following or at least creating something based on this true calling that you might have because fear is in your way, I really challenge you to realize, you know, fear's boring. We all have them, and it will stop you. It will glut your limitations, or the limitations that you place on yourself will gladly stay. You know, they'll gladly stay there your whole life. It takes some work to break free from those comfort zones. So, and sometimes that comes with fear. So I challenge you to the idea that failure is part of it. And the fear of failing is part of it. And also the fear of success can be part of it. But to not let that stop you, or else you won't maybe get a taste of what your potential could be. But making peace with that, the reality is it's going to be there. You know, there's plenty of times when I have ideas that totally fall flat on my face, or I'm sitting here and like it's crickets because I have no idea where my company's growing next and what's happening. But it's all worth it. It's totally all worth it. So I would say that. Also, you know, getting clear about what exactly it is that you want to do, and you know, really envisioning that. So, but know that it's ever changing, right? So you could have like that main idea, and you know, and where do you see it growing? And like, kind of, you know, maybe make a vision board about it, or write these big macro goals, but then bring it down, right? What is the first step I can take to following that? You know, and take that little first step. And sometimes it doesn't have to be a huge leap. It could just be one little baby step after another. And then lastly, just, you know, believe in yourself. Believe that the universe put you here. If you feel like this really huge desire to share your mission and to share what it is you think you're here for, then believe that, you know, trust the universe and trust the process and believe in yourself, because there's no one in the world like you, and there's no one in the world who has the gift that you have. So really owning that and believing that. And then definitely read, because there's so much language and content coming out now for the entrepreneur, for the dream follower. If you haven't read Big Magic yet by Elizabeth Gilbert, I highly recommend it. She is a total powerhouse. And a lot of this language is in that. So I would start there by reading. Okay. So I thank you again. It's been an amazing 6 months. I will be in and out. I'm totally going to be holding hands with Transformation Talk Radio in whatever capacity I can. But I'm so grateful for you. Please, please, please contact me in any way you'd like. You can reach me at shineonwithkelly.com. Kelly@shineonwithkelly.com is my email. I'm on Shine On Wellness on Facebook. I'm at the Shine On Girl on Instagram and Twitter. I know I don't have that all consistent, but you know. I do business my own way. And I'm gifting anyone who's listening who would like one for the summer, a powerful coaching conversation. It's a really delicious way to get in touch with your soul and your soul goals and learn a little bit about yourself. So to you, to the entire Transformation Talk Radio team, to Dr. Pat, to my producer, Brian, to all the guests that have been on the show, and most importantly, to the people that love and follow me, I'm so, so thankful to you. And I've had such a joy in being on this show and continue to hopefully grow. And you're going to see me soon. And hopefully as my own segment on the Today Show. That would be great. So yeah, check in with me. And also, if you didn't get to see the Today Show thing, I have the entire play-by-play. I'll be posting it tomorrow and sending it in my newsletter at tomorrow as well, if you would like to see that. So that's all for now. I'm wishing you all the best summer. And remember that no one in the world can take away your shine. You own it. You're here to shine. So I offer you the invitation to choose to shine. Have a great one. I'm so grateful for you. Have a great, great summer, and major shine on. See you soon.
You've been listening to Shine On Radio. Find your shine with Kelly Wadler. This hit show celebrates what makes you, you. Join Kelly each Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, as she breaks down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, and self-love. To learn more about Kelly, visit shineonwithkelly.com and tune in next week.